This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Carlo Anselmo is a fellow who loves good food, in particular good Italian food. He also loves talking about food and helping people learn how to make beautiful, delicious meals at home, whether it be for a special occasion or a weeknight dinner after a busy day. This month, he's teaching 3 one-evening classes on cooking through the Urbana Adult Education Program, and they're all full, which is great news. But he is with us this afternoon in this portion of the program to talk about his passion for cooking. And I think he's going to share a recipe or a tip or two with us this afternoon. And we've got, if you're interested in signing up for a course with Carlo, wait till spring. There'll be 3 more, right? Okay, very good.
Yes, there'll be 3 more classes in the spring.
Okay, so these guys are all booked up, though, huh?
Yes, since the time we talked about it, they booked up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And I can't, they think it's the desserts, really, to tell you the truth, is what really got them.
Yeah.
We have a Amaretti tort, we have a triple chocolate cake, and a Marsala cake.
Mm,
which is really good.
So one dessert every evening, and then a menu on top of that. You got to get to the dessert, so you got to make your way through.
Appetizer. 2 main courses, salad and desserts.
I'm sure it's not just the dessert. So what are you teaching? You got one class on pesto, and
we have pesto, and we do. Weeknight Wonders and Easy But Eloquent are the classes in there. And in this class today, this semester, we have numerous appetizers. The first class is Pesto Pesto with artichoke pesto, sun-dried tomato pesto, and pesto alla Genovese. In the Easy But Eloquent, we have a Mediterranean bruschetta, lasagna-style baked ziti, pasta and tomato mushroom sauce, and salad is the mixed green chopped salad, and the dessert is the Marsala tort walnut cake.
And then the Weeknight Wonders, a goat cheese toast, penne with quick tomato sauce, and I don't want to talk too much about the courses because they're all full, so maybe what we can talk about is what is key to these various approaches, the things that you're going to talk about during these courses, these one-evening courses. For example, what's the key to getting a good meal on the table at the end of a busy day?
Well, it's good quality ingredients is the basis of my thoughts on putting a good meal together. It's the ingredients that make everything good. And it's the ease of preparation. We have our quick spaghetti sauce, our salsa di pomodoro, and you could put a meal on the table in 25 minutes. It takes about 12 minutes to cook the pasta and 25 minutes to cook the sauce.
So you come home, you get your good ingredients out, you get them all lined up, you put a pot of water on, right?
Exactly.
And you're on your way.
And a salad and a little glass of wine, and you're really on your way.
Yeah. Sounds good. What time? Well, tell us, share with us the recipe for the easy tomato sauce. You brought it with you.
This is called a salsa pomodoro siciliano, and it's a quick Sicilian sauce. And the ingredients are 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1 Spanish onion chopped in 1/4-inch dice, 4 garlic cloves peeled and thinly sliced. I like to slice them because they're whole, and you can pick them out if you don't want to eat them, but you do get the flavor in there. 3 tablespoons of chopped fresh thyme or 1 tablespoon of dried. Now, if you're using a fresh thyme, you put those in at the end, and if you're using a dry, you put them in at the beginning. We'll use 1/2 medium carrots, finely shredded, on a coarse grater. 2 28 cans of peeled whole tomatoes crushed by hand and juices reserved, salt and pepper to taste. If hands are the best tool, so when you get that bowl of tomatoes, you just get in there and squeeze them. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a lot of joy out of that.
And you can get the kids involved.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay.
All you have to do is start the sauce, and within 12 minutes, in the cooking time of the sauce, it takes 25 minutes. You would put your pasta in the water, salted water. Always salt the water because that's the only flavor that the pasta really gets. And the best way to taste it is is to take a spoon, and it should have a real sea salt taste to it if you're adding salt to your pasta.
So you got this sauce simmering now. How long do you like to simmer it for?
25 minutes.
Okay.
And it takes about 12 minutes for the pasta.
Okay.
When you drain your pasta, you add it to your sauce. So you start out with the onion and garlic and cook that until soft and light golden, about 8 to 10 minutes. Add the thyme and carrot. Cook for 5 minutes more until the carrot is quite soft. Add the tomatoes and the juice and bring to a boil, stirring often, and lower the heat for 30 minutes until thick and as hot cereal. Season with salt and serve, and don't wait for anything. When that pasta is ready, just sit at the table. You have to have your bib on it.
The bread ready. It all sliced up, and you're ready to go. Very good. At a minimum, what staples do you like to have on hand in the fridge and in the pantry? Just real quickly, at the very basic, what do you like to have?
I like to have the olive oil is one of the big things in there.
Good canned tomatoes.
San Marzano tomatoes, the plum tomatoes. The other ingredients that you should have in the pantry is olive oil, tomatoes, garlic, rice, dried porcini mushrooms if they're available, and Parmigiano Reggiano.
Of course, the good
king
stuff.
Of all cheeses.
Right. Not the stuff that's in the shaker.
No.
Right.
And the beginner's pantry, white rice, pastas, of course, canned beans, black pinto or northern, canned tuna. These are some of the staples in the kitchen pantry. Vinegars, red wine vinegar, a balsamic, of course, extra virgin olive oil, low-sodium soy sauce, Dijon mustard, capers, a whole host of things.
Yeah.
It's all in the book, and we have this book to set up a pantry for the beginner's pantry, the intermediate pantry, and the advanced pantry.
Okay, very good. I want to have you back in the spring ahead of time of the three courses that you'll do in the springtime through the Urbana Adult Education Program. We can talk more in depth about these kinds of things, but we don't have a lot of time today, unfortunately.
We also do knife cutting techniques, how to slice
so
and
technique.
Dice and chiffonade, and what are good knives and what you should have in a kitchen, because the knife is your best friend in the kitchen.
Yeah.
A dull
That's
knife
true.
Is worse
oh.
than anything that you could have in a kitchen, so
That's
keep your
true.
Knife sharp.
Okay. There we've got to leave it. Carlo, thanks so much.
My pleasure to be here with you, share the things that I have in my life that are good with the people to enjoy as well.
Okay. Carlo Anselmo, thanks.
Thank you.